And good day, folks. You're listening to the Roundtable Otakus episode 22. And right now, if you are listening right now, you might notice that the one speaking is not the Bishonen voice you regularly listen to. So I'm doing now the introductions. I'm Achi-san from Yapper Desk, and right now we're quite. So, medyo kulang yata ka kaya sa...
Naubos na!
Medyo
kulang ang baon na English!
Naubos! And, sige. Continue. Medyo naubos na yata. Medyo pagkata kayo ng cast ng Roundtable of Taku. Starting with me, Achi-san from Yapper Desk. Hi, guys. And also, we have the ever Bishonen, the Bishonen of the Roundtable Otakus, the head of the Bishonen
Brigade. Hello, the Bishonen Brigade. Yes, hello. Yes, I'm here. I'm.
Hello, guys.
Wala lang. Okay, sige, then.
Yeah. MC, and ano is next is kanina pang nagre-reklamo at medyo nade-depress siya. Let's see kung ano yung na-depress. Anton, why are you depressed right
now? He's Shakespeare today.
Because he's like Shakespeare right now, being depressed, just like a drunkard. And Shakespeare, because he has a spiritual body. A fat ass.
Well, it's summer at... sorry. Brian, I'm sorry.
Summer nga ngayon, sobrang init, buti umulan ng konti dito ngayon.
Oo nga eh.
Oo nga eh.
Hell ang summer ko ngayon.
Oh. Imbis na tumapit ka sa summer sa Pawis eh, tatumataba yung mga ibang tao eh.
Aray ko!
Yeah! Aray!
Oh, ikaw rin?
Dami na 22 kilos. Oh,
maaray na ako sa Sakamichi no apo na ba yan, Mr. A?
Teka lang. Lagang gustong-gusto na mag ano eh. Okay.
Mamaya na mamaya.
Pareho kayong mga overweight eh. Parang ako hindi. Eh. Well, anyway. Lalo na ikaw, Brian, ako pag tumungtong ka na ng kulay, ako lalo kang tataba. Lalo na mag-easy yung course mo, naku ta, lalo na kang tataba. Any engineering course tataba ka?
Well, sabi ko.
Well, basta huwag mo ma-depress si Brian, sigurado akong papayat yan, at saka huwag siyang gagaya na hindi nag-PPE during the regular semesters.
Naku, hindi ka naku, kailangan mag-PE. Pero wala rin nagawa sa akin.
Ay, yung PE ko, PM ah.
Ha?
PE? 5 to 7 p.m. PE1.
Saan?
Gabi.
Wow!
Wow!
Edi, series of lecture lang yan.
Hindi ka masusunog. Maganda yun. Mapawisan ka na, hindi ka lang masusunog.
Hindi ka masusunog. Puputi ako, pero mamamaya. Diba?
Maganda.
Ayan. So, mapapansin yung absence yung dalawang ting regular cast, si Kuro. Maybe susunod si Kuro and si Jay.
Jay will take a break muna. According to him, he will take a break. Si Kuro is catching up with the current airing na anime. Alam naman, Friday, it's Man-May, Friday. Yeah. maraming mga anime lumabas ngayon. Siguro, kina-catch up rin niya yung Eureka 7. So, yung mga ganun. So, anyway,
Diba, this...
Ako muna ako magsalita. May miracle ngayon araw, despite all the shit.
Wala, sige. Ano, anong miracle mo lang yan?
Miracle? Wala akong ginrap! Wala rin akong pag-iinitan ngayon ng ulo. Alam niya yun! Diba, miracle?
Sasabihin ko sa akin parang miracle ata na... Nagustuhan halos lahat ni Anton ang mga titles sa spring season. So, ano kayong rason?
That means...
Bakit kaya yung wala ka doon?
That means the anime, ano, the anime industry is rising back. There's glory.
Yes.
or we're just, ano, they're very.
But if you ask a senpai, I know he would disagree, gladly disagree, quickly disagree with us.
Well, maybe he's a type B, and we are type A, I think. Ako type A siguro, syempre, most likely.
Ako type A. Siya, he does not like yung si senpai, he does not like yung Hyoka. Nagugulan daw siya.
Well, since napagbuksan na natin yan, sige, let's start with Hyoka. Since yan yung bagong anime na release recently. Yeah, recently.
Masasabi ko lang sa Hyoka, it's freaking good. It's Kyoani's best so far.
Best? In what? In art? Of course, alam naman natin, hindi na natin pwedeng ano.
No. In story, in direction, in writing, it's the best.
How can you say that?
It's the best can you elaborate? Well, masasabi ko lang ang kanyang writing ay napaka-convincing. Na-arrange siya yung events, especially sa second episode. Tapos yung kanyang mga mini mysteries ay convincing naman, pero if you're a hardcore mystery junkie just like senpai, you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, kasi kung tutusin, the mysteries are hindi na, it's not about solving murders or solving the greatest mystery of the world. O kumbaga, yung mga epic
pero,
mysteries.
Pero take note, mukhang may pahabol sila sa story. Kasi meron dyan silang, I don't want to spoil the plot, but mukhang i-introduce sa atin yung pinaka-main plot sa third episode.
The core conflict ba? The core conflict sa...
Conflict.
Well, anyway, yung the core mystery na... Parang nabasa mo na ba ang novel, Anton? Or Shakespeare? Sige, basta Anton na lang.
Hindi ko pa nababasa dahil unang-una... Wala pa pong translation. Pangalawa, hindi pa po ako tapos magbasa ng light novels. Pangatlo, napaka-abala ko ngayon sa buhay. Marami akong mga papeles na inilalakad.
Well, wala. Taka lang ha. Wala ako sa thought mo yan.
Ba't bigla na lang may nag-online dito?
Taka lang. Mayroon ka muna. Ano yung sabi mo? Brian, Dino. Sorry. Ikaw.
Ay, pares kami ni Anton na maraming papeles na lumalakad mag-isa. Kinahabol namin.
Pero Anton, paano mo nasabi na yung conflict ay lalabas ng ano? Lalabas next episode?
Hindi conflict. Lalabas sa third episode kasi nagpapakita yung may pinapakita ng cliffhanger do sa second episode na merong parang ipopropose si Eru doon kay... Sino pala yun? Kay Hotaro.
We don't... It's hard to say.
At merong napasang plot synopsis niya. At I can say na mukhang medyo maganda-ganda yung magiging third episode. That is, if the editor would... the director and the editors would be able to pull it off properly.
Yeah. Well, looking at the Kyoani... anime mography. Well,
I can say that it's the best so far kasi yung mga iba, it's just the rest looks like shit.
What do you mean by look like shit? Can you please elaborate yung mga ganun? Kasi of course the audience may not know. What do you mean by that?
Well, of course visually it is not in the proper context. Imagine putting loli character designs into Bishoujo. That's not acceptable.
No, that's just your taste. Alam mo namang people like that
hindi
kind of style.
Ko, it's not my taste. It's actually how I see it. Put it into proper perspective. You would look like the character designs of before looks like those Bishoujo are, you know, in middle school.
If you look at it, of course, with their
kind of characters, only two characters in one anime properly.
Look, we don't have to censor the name. It's K-On. You're just referring to K-On. But we have also other animes like Nichijou, Well,
anyway, Michijo. Ah.
Sorry. let's go with summer.
The art thing does not jive well with the overall tone of the series.
No. We're already discussed this long before eh. Pero that's how they go eh. It's the randomness saka yung Anton.
Ito yan ang mystery ha. Kasi kung meron yung randomness ng ganun, yung tone niya eh, medyo lighthearted tas yung random na ganun. Maintindihan ko pa yung pagkakasulit ng story, medyo possible pa sa akin eh.
Is there a story doon?
Kanya art niya masyadong, ano to, cheery bloke? Is this a cheery bloke or
either A, yun talaga yung art style nung nandun sa 4 comma, or B, because that's the cutest thing that ano eh kasi Ichijo is running for the cuteness is the joke dun eh, but that's how they roll and what happens, it doesn't mean na anything that Kyoani sells is great. And diba after na air yung unang Ichijo, they have to re-air it again and just stream out all of the bad useless episodes, kinompress na lang nila into 12. I think that was aired last season. So, well, that's their failure. Pero the other non-moe anime is, I think, Haruhi, di ba? Because you can see, di naman siya...
Medyo moe yung Haruhi for me, ha?
Yeah, it's medyo moe. Pero it's not the moe in the art. Pero
isa sa mga one of the...
Lumakas ng Haruhi, bago pa lang ang... Parang emerging pa lang ang moe film. Hindi pa masyado kasi
no,
parang
Moe getting mainstream siguro or something Moe that is starting to be kickstarted the Moe revolution parang ganoon. Oh. Pero kasi kung tutusin, if we look back on the previous anime, say mga Moe characters naman talaga before pa eh. Pero this one kumbaga revolutionized para in what we
kumbaga eh. I don't think it revolutionized, it just set the trend. Revolutionized yun. Kasi ay yung pinapakita ko talaga totally radical eh, hindi naman siya radical that time eh, it's just a new wave.
No, revolution kasi we have seen a lot of anime na we're throwing a lot of variations, diba? We have already the Sengoku Moe trend na marami ng
Sengoku Moe ano yun, may ganun na ba?
Yeah, like the Sengoku collection that's going the Moe. Then there was another one and another one the season before. Na yung
lahat ng mga... lang na alam ko, Sengoku ba sa joke? Just kidding.
yung mga Sengoku famous character sila Nomod Naga, yun lang kasi kilala ko. Na ano yung ginawang babae, di ba? Just for the sake of fan service, ika nga, most likely yun kasi yung trend na ginagawa in the
pinapanubog pala yun.
I'm not watching that. Nakikita ko lang sa charts. And of course, I am not really a fan of the Sengoku era anime. No. Ayun. So anyway, going back, kung titignan mo naman ang Hyoka, Hyoka is... Also, may pagka-mowe rin naman siya, lalo na nga yung DDC.
It's just an art style, I think. But
oh, that's the art style.
If you go deeper to the plot, it's quite different.
Yeah, because there's mystery. Then it has a story and it has boys in it, which is well aside from.
Boys acting, maganda rin yung pagka-direct, and of course. Dahil si Yuichi Nakamura nagsasalita doon sa kay Hotaro. Parang nakikita ko si Guy Tatsugami doon sa character na yon for some unknown reason.
But the current character the current character development kasi within the past 2 episodes is yung the male lead is kumbaga syempre buhay niya is saving energy for some reason na akala naman, ito napaka finite ang enerhiya ng tao at hindi, parang di yata siya natutulog or mauubos ka agad for some reason. Then, dumating tong babae na ito na something na parang he's growing a feeling.
Parang sabi ko lang, Hotaro is lucky.
Well, like
he's all... very lucky!
Galang, like all other anime male leads. Oh, yun nga. in all male leads in anime. Ganun naman talaga, there's always a girl. Unless it's a shonen ai or yaoi. Or shota. That's another story. Pero
like a mystery, ah.
Mamaya pa tayo dun. Pero yun yung ano dun eh. I mean, the main character. Di ko na nakakalimutan ko kasi yung pangalan ng main character na yun eh. Pero
Oreka Hotaro.
So si Hotaro is that, yeah, he's saving energy for some reason. Kumbaga ayaw niyang gumawa ng masyadong mahabang trabaho kasi nakakapagod yung mga ganun para mauubos enerhiya niya, para mamatay yata siya kapag naubos siya ng enerhiya. Then there's this girl na kumbaga and na she can't refuse. Kumbaga she is growing feelings for her for some reason pero he cannot express it freely, mga ganun, parang undecided pa.
Well, I don't want to see romance there.
Well, you can't avoid that. There's romance in there no matter what kasi that's a kyoani. Ganun eh.
If there's romance, oh my god!
It depends. We will see how it will play out. Kasi I don't remember how Kyoani plays its romance. I think kasi Haruhi, medyo vague na rin memory ko sa Haruhi.
More on kasi after Haruhi. After KO, they emerge more on the girl tandem eh, without the guys. Oh, parang yeah. Yung guys wala sa the main plot nila. Eh.
They never existed. Diba?
That happened. Yeah. Parang yeah. Parang nawala yung mga visionin sa mundo.
Oh, kaya that's why I don't.
Masasabi ko lang kasi kaya ayoko makita yung romance na yun because Oreka Hotaro is so lucky.
Ah, yeah, yes. And so far, wala pang triangle na na-form.
Well, wala talagang triangle. Romance dun masyadong nasa tabi-tabi lang yun kasi yung romance dun eh, magkakaibang pairings yun eh kung makikita mo dun sa apat na main characters. Two pairings yun eh.
Hmm. Di ba napansin nyo sa...
Hotaro is lucky because an Ojo is with him.
Kailang, did you notice the first episode kung paano mag-react si Hotaro during the solving the mystery? Yung how he does this kind of effort na yung second mystery na ginawa pa niya tong plot na to for the sake of rather than disappointing the girl, also impressing her at the same time. Saka, nakita mo yung mga metaphors na symbolism na nangyari, di ba? Like the first episode, yung, kumbaga, yung na-entangle siya sa kanya, si Hotaro, na-entangle siya doon sa babae. And then, yung mga feelings rin niya na ano, na, there's a growing
relationship. Well, actually, relation. Hotaro is a tsundere or kudere.
Kaya yeah, ganun could be, kasi based on his how his ano lifestyle is.
Yung Hyoka mismo, yung title mismo ng Hyoka, which is an ice treat. Kasi it refers to ice sugar and ice personality ni Hotaro.
Oh, I see. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng Hyoka? What is the English?
Ice treat nga.
Treat? As
parang
a treat?
Parang sorbet. Yes, hindi ko, basta malapit dun.
Ah, pero hindi ice cream. Ice treat. Okay. Ayun. Ano pa ba? Anything so far, Anton, what can we give a current score or series score muna or so far?
An episode.
Well, for me ang so far ang enjoyment and episode entertainment factor rating na overall na mabibigay ko sa kanya is 90 out of 100.
Oh yeah, nga pala, we're a group, we're using different kinds of rating systems. So, kasi si Anton is over 100, ako by 5 lang. So,
kasi over 100, mas malaki ang sample size ko, mas magiging, mas kahit paano mas malapit, mas magiging lang, fair din ako.
Oh, kasi ako naman kasi, ano lang naman sa akin, eh, perfect, almost perfect, good, not
sa akin kasi ganito, masterpiece, great, tapos ano, masterpiece, great, tapos excellent, very good, mediocre, and of course, the crap. And of course, the scum of the earth.
Well, ako naman, I'm just being kind. Kumbaga tolerable. Simply. Pero ano, Brian?
Simplistic. Simplistic.
Yeah. Ako, I will rate it around let's say 4 kasi one thing lang ang maano ko diyan is that the mysteries are still not forming or kumbaga masyado pang mababaw. I mean, it is a bigger ano.
Dito, ang magiging overall rating nito siguro mga between 85 to 90. Because of the writing na talagang disappointment yung episode 1.
Tingnan pa natin. Kuro, what do you think about Hyoka?
Okay.
Ayun. Talaga din nalay pa namin eh. What do you think about Hyoka?
Okay lang. Haruhi clone.
Haruhi clone? What do you mean? Kasi yung female lead is kumbaga, she's bossing around? Not really.
Not really. It's okay, but my only gripe is, Kyoani hasn't really think of anything new. Hasn't thought of anything new. But other than that, I'm fine.
Pero how about now, actually, the only thing that's new is mixing the mystery. Hey. Yeah, mystery. The mystery team.
Yeah. I really don't have any gripes at all when it comes to Hyoka because, it's established already. But, I think it's just for people who don't want an annoying, for those people who don't want annoying Haruhi character.
So this is the type like, Kyoani is making a type B anime? Or something that it caters on the
kinda,
plot?
Kinda. It feels like type B.
And yeah, that's what
happened. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not saying it's bad, but this original. It ain't original.
Yeah. Pero okay lang naman. Not all animes or not every anime has to be original to be good. It's just how do you present it. If you present it in a way that we are entertained, then of course you will be favorable to us.
If it's entertaining, then why not? Yun lang naman eh. Pero yun lang talaga. My only gripe is it doesn't feel original. Parang it's kinda too much like Haruhi. Parang may konting variation but still feels like Haruhi in almost every sense of the series.
Since you mentioned Haruhi, as long as walang Endless 8, then we will be fine with Hyoka. Ganon. Wag lang sana. nako. So, since nandiyan na si Kuro, let's move on dito sa paborito natin, Kuro. AKB0048.
What did I love that?
The greatest anime! No, pero seriously, it's not what I expected to be. I never watched Idolmaster, so I cannot compare the two. Pero I like having a story in my anime rather than, having a story in this idol-driven anime than having a fan service-driven idol anime. Yun yung ano ko.
To be honest, it's not that exalting. It's not that exalted, I think I would call it rather a sleeper hit rather than awesome.
Yes.
It's not exactly awesome, but it's good. And well, it's basically idols romanticized, so it's awesome. Pero for someone like me who really had a bit of a look to the real things that have been going on, especially in Japanese idol industry.
Yeah, I like how
too much fantasy.
Yeah, I like how they
the
watch
anime is much fantasy.
I like how they pot shot yung mga I like how they pot shot yung mga common traits or common sacrifices na the idol industry or the idol themselves face, like yung nga, you cannot
love. I mean it's idol centric. It's what would you expect, you know? It's how, you know, the sacrifice they have to make, you know, and all that. But, you know, it's too much fantasy. In one scene that really connected with me is that when yung lalaki, the guy,
yes,
said, I can't love you anymore if you were an idol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course, in an idol-centric anime, the boy would be villain, would be villainized.
Yes.
Pero, as far as I'm concerned, I saw the reality behind that, behind that dialogue.
Kasi it speaks true to what idols are really experiencing.
It's basically, in reality, when a girl goes idol, either she goes full idol, or forget relationships, because relationships are 90% deterrent on idol's career, or she goes for a relationship. It's romanticized.
That's how it plays nga sa industry, and I like how it's being played. And you mentioned na you the fantasy. You mean you don't like the fantasy, or the fantasy adds more value to the anime or to the idol ano scene? Okay. Be right ba? Brian, ay Corol, diyan ka na? Wala pa. Brian, ano ba napanood mong anime?
Ako? Hello. Ano?
Saan ka kaya? You haven't watched KAKB or ano? Wala.
No, I haven't yet.
Not yet. Anton, ikaw, sige, sabihin mo, ano ang ayaw mo sa ano? Ay, hindi. Ano ang kulang sa ano? AKB0048 and anything.
Well,
positive.
I think yung it needs to establish more yung story niya sa akin, ah. Kasi hindi ko, I'm still confused with the premise and the story. Yun lang.
Pero do you think ano is it the
and of course, ito pa yung pinakamalaking bomba.
Ano?
It should not be Studio Satellite.
But that's their problem. Pero look, they did something na it's not just any kind of anime, it's a cash in.
Story niya maganda, pero yung talagang yung premise talaga niya, hindi, I was not convinced, totally convinced by the first episode. I'll need to see more episodes of this before I decide to pick it up or drop it.
May comment, hindi, may ano ko eh, may question ako eh. You mentioned, if you watch the first episode nga, the story is that this planet has been banning idols or entertainment, forms of entertainment. Personally, I see that as a ridiculous move. Kasi, unang-una, if you bought entertainment...
Parang pasaring na rin siguro kay Ishihara yan, tingin ko. Ah.
Oh, pero sa akin...
Pero pagdating sa pasaring kay Ishihara, walang tatalo doon sa Magikoy na oh, what happened to this country? Tapos pinapakita yung news.
Mas malala pa ang ano. Mas malala pa ang, saan ba yun? Gintama, marami sa Gintama eh. Pero anyway, going back, the banning of entertainment, parang sabi ko, it's not a good move when if you want to control the people. Kasi, If you take example what is happening in the Philippines is that the entertainment industry runs the culture of the masses, ika nga, and the effects of it is very evident. Mr. A,
I don't want to rant about those societal issues because if I would do this would lengthen up the podcast and it would be a quick red herring.
Wow. Ganito na lang. Okay, wag ka na lang mag-comment. I'm just explaining that the point of banning the entertainment will not really do anything. Oh na. Ganun eh. Just say na, if you ban entertainment, tapos, siyempre, mag-iisip yung mga tao na... Sige na nga, Kuro. What was, nasabi ko kanina. I said about a while ago yung ano yung sa ano yun? yung sci-fi yung fantasy settings niya, is that something na you find parang ano, is that a good part, or should they be put on a fantasy, or I mean something like an Idol Master like setting?
The plot feels self-contrived
in a sense.
Didn't know that it was written just for the sake of being written. Parang ganon. It was just basically well pulled off. But the thing is, you know, it's self-contrived. You know?
Yeah, but...
Really, it's an anime that you really shouldn't think much about. it's really an anime that you really shouldn't think about. You know, it's... If you're an AKB48, watch that fan. Ah, yeah, and hop to it. That's it.
Yeah.
Or if you're full AKB48, then sing songs like Aitakata, yay! Kimini! But yeah.
Yeah. Although, can you comment
yeah,
the CG?
You really shouldn't. Tomorrow those animals, you really shouldn't.
Can you comment the CG concert? I find that interesting. Karang natuwa ako doon sa CG na yun. I don't find it horrible for myself. Kasi, medyo fluid yung pagkakaano ng mga...
No, not really.
Ha? Pero ano, Kuro?
Nothing. It's okay. It's really not all that noteworthy, the concert.
Okay.
Standard, you know, it's standard Kawamori.
Well, so that's AKB 0048. So you just watch it for the lulz, ika nga. Ano? Or could we say it as so bad it's good? Show? Parang medyo ay hindi naman yata ano nang. It's not so bad. It's not that so good. But it has its entertainment factor. Para AKB 0048 is like an enigma. It's not kasi personally. It's not something that I would watch. Pero I'm watching it and I'm liking it. So yun. Saki. I think Anton is watching this. So I cannot comment much on that. Anton, may dadagdag ka pa ba sa Saki?
Saki is one of those series na lighthearted. Huwag mong gaano siseryosohin. At meron din naman siyang plot tungkol sa pag-unlad ng Achiga Girls Academy sa Mahjong competition.
Okay, pero is more of Mahjong ba or is more of characterization or character?
Well, the first episodes were mainly aimed to develop and introduce us to the characters, but recently it shows us some good Mahjong action. But because of my limited knowledge of Mahjong, I'm not blogging it or would be discussing it further.
The only time that I play Mahjong is... Huh? The only time I play Mahjong is Recorded 4.
Do not take it too seriously. Ano masasabi ko? And it has Yuri! Yahoo!
Yeah, Yuri!
Yuri goggles ba?
And
yes! Thomas Yuri!
Brian, Yuri. But...
Mga terminologies naman, actually, mahjong terminologies niya, medyo ano lang. Actually, not to be taken seriously off. Huwag yun lang papansin yung mahjong. Basta they're playing mahjong and they're winning. That's the essence that the story is being said. Not about, I'm doing this move, I win this because I'm doing this move. No, it's more on the, they win, we lose. We win, they lose. Then how we're gonna go up to the nationals? That's how the story portrays.
It's like
not technically.
sounded like shonen to me. Pero that's how it goes.
Total, si Brian ay halos lahat naman tayo dito nga pala ay legal age. Mukhang pwede na ako magsalita dito ng restricted tungkol sa mga restricted material.
What restricted material speak of? Ano yan?
Tinanin niyo yung aking sinabi sa chat. Masahin niyo na lang.
Ah, okay. Okay, sige. Mamaya, we're not in that title yet. Pero, the last time I played Mahjong or played Mahjong is Suikoden 4. And I think Koro can relate to that. Kung naglaro ka na Suikoden 4, Koro. Ayun.
Board game addict si Koro eh.
Well, yeah. Pupuntahin every Saturday sa... May SM bumalapit sa ano? Kalamba ba si Koro? Hindi ko maalala. Well, anyway. Ayun. So, dinrap mo ba, Anton? Hinonhold mo ba ang sa akin? Hindi.
Ang sa akin? No! I'm watching it.
Okay,
so what can... I'm having a little bit of
issues. Of course, Anton would be watching Saki. It's Yuri and it doesn't have love problem.
Wow. Ano rate? Ano rate mo? Anton sa
basta walang drama, walang loving love, walang romantic relationship. Ano yan? 99% yan kay Anton.
Hindi. Asa ka.
Yeah.
Asa ka.
Pakatotoo ka, sister.
Feeling
ang episode entertainment factor rating na overall mo drive natin sa kanya. For me, between 80 to 85.
Sabihin mo na 99. Okay lang, maintindihan namin yan.
Yung amateur, yung ito, nagbablush, no?
Eh, sa kabit, sino Apollon nga dyan, nabibigyan ko ng 95, paano pa kaya to?
O, oh, mamaya na, ba't mo bibigyan 95, mamaya na yun.
Huwag ka rin na magsalita sa Apollon.
Dust Maiden of Amnesia. Hindi ako nanonood na ito eh. Pero Anton, can you say something about this? It's not really
it's
going
good. It's another one of those things that you should not take it too seriously or it you need a brain bleach
because it's at
the end everything here is quite novel yung elements novel? Sa writing.
Ah, okay.
Pero hindi siya harem anime tulad ng tingin mo Mr. A dahil
ah, okay.
Mas more on isang romance lang ang ine-explore dun eh, isang romance lang although merong isang crush lang dun pero mas more on focus ang romance between Teichi and Yuko-san.
No triangles, no polygons na nagagawa.
Yes.
Okay, good.
So far, wala pa naman. At the same time, yung kanyang ecchi content, it's not the cliche ones that I would say, wait, what the fuck is this crap? I'm going to drop it! No, hindi naman gano'n ang reaction. It's the sensualist type na is more quietly exploited. Sorry for the terminology but talagang maganda yung pagkakagawa ng ecchi lines niya. It's sensualist and it's used for character development and to show us the romance.
How's the ano? Ikaw ba yan?
Ako to. This is DJ Mega
Nick. Dami mong account.
Ha?
Ang dami mo raw account.
Anyway. Dalawa lang account ko dito.
Well, anyway.
Tapos para ka dalawang tao magsalita.
Yeah. Isa lang naman.
Siya si Sensui, hindi nyo ba alam? Well, anyway. Nasabihin ko. How's... Ade, sige. What's your rating?
Rating?
83.
Yes.
Okay.
83 out of 100.
It's because
I'm not so impressed with it. Unlike how Sakamichi no Apple totally blew me up.
Oh, sige. Before we
totally blew me up and it's an emotional terrorist.
Terrorist? Wow.
Baka umiyak ka na niyan. Baka sabi, baka maalala mo yun. Napulit ko yung Apollo. Naalala ko yun ang busted sa akin.
Well, hindi naman, it's like, just like that.
Kind of, slight.
Slight. Space,
but
ano?
But it's not exactly that. Just like lang.
Space, bro.
Similar lang pa just na ganun. It's a personal experience na mamaya ko na lang sasabihin sa inyo after the recording. Baka nakikinig kasi yung mga dapat hindi nakikinig eh.
Space bro. Ito siguro kami lang kami ngayon ni Kuro Makrit kasi pwede mong pang matanda yung tema ng ano, Space bro eh. Ganun eh. Parang tanda
ako. Space bro. Ano? So far download muna then marathon later ang status ng Space bro sa akin.
Tapos sasabihin mo ay ako ang haba naman. Pero so ganun na ngayon.
Mas gusto ko mas mahaba kasi mas Will? Maganda mas matagal-tagal ang entertainment.
Will? Kung gusto mo nang kung pinapanood mo na ngayon tapos imbis mo ina-marathon yung pinang-marathon mo sana pinang ano mo na para mag-post. O di ba? Kasi na may nagpo-post ka naman ngayon. So why not? Ganun eh.
Well, at least naman nakapag-resign na ako properly ngayon.
Well, anyway, Kuro, what do you think about Space Bro as it currently airs na ngayon? Kasi it's actually going good. For me, it's good.
Anong masasabi ko?
Oh.
Walang yan. Kundi, if you're not watching Space Bro Brothers, they're doing a disservice to yourself. It's one of the best animes of this season.
Oh, nga eh. And to believe that they're... Oh, sorry, Brian.
Yeah, I agree. Sobra. Actually, yung pacing niya, I like the pacing ng story, ah.
Hmm.
Hindi mo maramdaman na...
It has great animation too!
Yeah, it won't feel like it's, ano, long, it has long episodes.
At parang ang ganda ng character designs niya. It's
shut up, Anton. You don't have taste. Shut up.
Ganun eh. Well, anyway, sasabihin ko...
Sarcastic sundere si Kuro.
Ano yung Brian, may sasabihin kaya atan bago na ito eh. Wala na ba?
Yeah, okay.
At least I don't love you.
Ganun eh. What I like about is syempre yung character ni Muta because the line he delivers is something he not expected, 'di ba? Like I said in the previous episode yung ano yung ng Zero G yung pinapakita yung video ng Zero G training si ano yung kanyang kapatid ko. Imbis na sabihin na magkakaroon parang cliche na speech o parang ano cheesy line, sasabihin niya ano ba si Muta? Naku, may dalawang ano, there are two hot babes with you. Mga ganun.
No, actually, you know, story is well executed.
That's true.
Almost every episode leaves me want what will happen to the next episode. Especially now na yung buisit the boss is really hounding him over and you know.
Yes.
I really want to see how that goes. Well, I don't know man, you know, bida si Muta, so basically it will go okay, but you know, I want to see how it transpires.
Yes.
This is one of those instances and you know it's cliche. It's gonna go well for the hero, but I wanna see how.
Yeah.
That's how good it is.
That boils down to the director. And it's amazing that this director just only did Doraemon and he was able to produce this kind of emotion sa mga ano, eh, sa mga characters, how he puts it into animation na.
Doraemon is a classic.
Yeah.
So,
pero puro Doraemon lang ginagawa niya eh. And this is a 51 episode,
think,
so...
You know, doing a slice of life slash comedy is much harder than Sakamichi no Apollon. Sakamichi no Apollon is more of a Jose slice of life.
And this one is...
So, I don't know. It's my opinion lang, ah.
Ah. I agree. Yeah. But it's just, I find it amazing nga na for someone who just doing one kind of series, then did another one, and another one, which is... Mysterious girlfriend. Dalawa direct niya and be able to come out with this kind of caliber. It's just amazing, Ika. Ika nga. So
yeah, well.
Well.
Well, it's okay siya sa akin. It's cool. It's a must watch, yung masasabi ko.
So moving and on. Sige. Brian.
Yung romance niya actually, yung slice, yung medyo ano no romance niya, actually I like the yung additional romance between ano. Actually wala pang masyadong development pero yung mga scenes pa lang from the past episodes makikita natin that sooner there will be a development or a cliche that will happen between those two. So yeah.
But is a cliche na parang like, matutuwa pa tayo siguro most likely.
Yeah. So moving
on, since siguro is will medyo hinahabol, may hinahabol siguro, let's move on to Friday. So Sakamichi no Apollon, the best, should we say the best anime that ever aired?
One of the best, definitely.
One of the best.
Especially, I don't know, kasi when it comes to best top tier, and there are three animes that, you know, battling for me, which is the best anime.
Hmm. But this is gearing.
First is Face Brothers, second is this, and you know, the new Lupin anime is the third, which is I'm currently vlogging back on my own vlog.
Sakamichi no Apollon is very unique kasi it strings everything as correctly, actually. Unang-una, of course, they don't, yeah, it's a Jose, so it's talks,
and the romance is natural!
Yeah, that's okay.
Yes, the romance is natural. The monster loser guy is getting a girl.
What's good about is that they resolve. They did the romance in a very quick pace. It's not like every other anime that you have to that the entire season is dedicated for that kind of romance. Ito kasi sunod-sunod biglang parang tinatrat ka ng ng romance eh. And it feels so natural kasi walang delay tactic. Walang delays. Kuro.
Yung character interactions din mas makikita mo kung bakit nag-develop ng ganun yung conflicts between the characters. Hindi kayo magbigla na, ano nangyari dito? Ba't nagkaganyan na? Bakit na lang biglang nagpakit? Ba't na lang napalapit si ganito sa kaya ganyan?
Or, yung last episode, not this one, before one, yung issue na, yung scenario, yung conflict na, iaano na nung main, anong pangalan ng main character? Basta yung main character. Yung sasabihin lang na crush kita. Sasabihin ni Kaoru na crush kita. Hindi ba usually yung confession part will usually be the last episode of the final of the series, usually yung mga ganon. And this
usually
is just
kasi yan, depende sa director eh. Minsan pagka sa story na mismo.
You never saw
pero
that
minsan kasi nilalagay sa middle tapos siya yung naging nagda-drive ng angst usually between the characters tapos yung ending ang usually magiging resolve. Pwede rin sa ending para mag-hit ng second season. Bende na rin yan.
Or
in the case of Sakamichi no Apollon, pinapakita yung pinakita agad yung romance para pakita i-develop doon yung interactions or yung angst ng ni Kaoru doon kay Sentaro.
Yes, that's
in jealousy.
That make it great eh. Kasi we see this na we paint the relationship syempre yung babae like Sentaro. But Kaoru likes yung babae. Then, syempre, then, tapos may, kanina may papasok na naman kaya, no? Doon sa, yung love interest ni Sentaro. Yung si Gino.
Love, Dode Kohagron.
Woo! Oh.
And of course, just watching Sakamichi no Apollon just gives me different shots to the heart, headshots, or even incinerations.
And bromance. Well, anyway, ano sasabihin ko? I also like in this anime is how they depicted Christianity. How they depict Christianity in the anime?
Well, masasabi ko lang dyan eh. Hindi mo na ako magko-comment dyan dahil it's more of a cultural thing. Baka maging yapa rin this article na to.
Well, yeah, pero yeah, it's a cultural thing kasi we already know Japan has banished Christianity for some time, right? We already see that in the Samurai X or Rurouni Kenshin filler arc, so-called. But here we see actually people acting like actual Christians, and what's good about it, it's not about sexy hot or boobilicious nuns. Ika nga. So that's one thing. Then and I also like how conflicts are resolved. Yung mga because makita mo naman in that the latest episode how did Kaoru and Sentaro kumbaga made up each other after yung ang away nila is just they just play piano. There's no more words, there's no more melodrama enough, just him and Sentaro playing piano. And then bati na sila, which is wow.
It's youth na nag-overflow yung kanilang mga yung kanilang idealism, yung kanilang hormones na kaya pa iba-iba yung mga moods ng mga tao.
Koro, you're saying something.
I don't know. Sa dami ng sinasabi nyo, it felt normal, Jose.
Is that how Jose works? Parang, I should be reading more Jose.
Yes, it does.
It
feels normal, Jose. It's kind of like Noitamina going back to its roots.
Is that how? Is that
Michi no Apollon?
Wait,
let me finish. It feels okay. Like normal Jose. But the thing about Sakamichi no Apollon, it has good jazz. And everything kind of follows around it.
Hmm.
One thing good that Sakamichi no Apollon did is use the music to ultimate precision. Even down to the character expositions, music is there.
Yeah, so this is the parang this is the ultimate example of how a music center.
You know, I made a post in my blog called Exposition Through Jazz Sessions Music in Sakamichi no Apollon, where I chronicle episodes 1-4 session music and how did those sessions aided in the character exposition.
Mm-hmm.
Basically that it's good music. If it weren't for good jazz music, I don't know if this many people would be watching Sakamichi no Apollon right now.
Or how many people will start appreciating jazz.
Although yes, they pulled off the drama, the story really well, and the pacing is okay, but I think what really pulled up, I think its main selling point is jazz.
Yeah, that's how everything centers.
That's the main selling point. If you really want the story, I suggest you read the manga. That's the bulk of the story, no jazz.
Even the
manga readers really, really like the execution of the anime because it has such good jazz music.
The problem with that is that ano selling point is jazz. In manga, you cannot really express jazz completely in that manga form. And kaya hindi ko binabasa.
What's selling point of jazz? It's Chiyo Yoko Kanno.
Yeah. Yung nga eh. What makes it more better in anime form?
That should stop you from talking.
Di kasi ako gusto kong basahin ng I want all of Sakamichi pero I choose not to because it's the jazz part is the selling point and I have to endure waiting for that kasi in order to experience this series the story portrayed by the mangaka I have to watch the anime kasi nandito talaga yung ano niya, yung full force niya. And yeah, that's true. Everything, the anime here, I think this is this is how you do a music-centric anime. Kumbaga, if you are,
music that bonds people, that binds them.
Yeah. Not like drinking tea or, I don't know how Beck works eh. Hindi ko pa napanood ng Beck eh.
Beck is
para
more Beck is more of a coming of age anime.
Ah, okay.
Kinda. It's more like your teen anime. Although it's not jazz, it's more like rock. But yeah, it's kinda like which is good.
Mm. Ah, yeah.
One of the most I would recommend to watch it too.
Pero Pero Beck doesn't center around on the music, or the music na piniplay nila, it's just that
no.
It's,
no, it's no, not that. Really. It kind of centers on Koyuki becoming a
good adult
frontman of a band.
So
kind of like it centers on Koyuki becoming a good frontman, coming of age of Koyuki as a guitarist.
Mm.
So the music is like complementary rather than the center.
Pero in Sakamichi, music is the center.
Sakamichi, no, not really. The story is the center, but the music is the telling point. The music is how it's told.
Ah, okay. And that's why it sells well, kasi in anime form. Kasi
in you're comparing Beck to Sakamichi. Beck is the music is complementary, but the story is centered on Koyuki.
Mm-hmm.
And the story tells itself. That's it. It just meant that, you know, the music was great.
Mm-hmm.
Sakamichi no Apollon, the music was used as a tool. More
of a
in more ways than one.
Mm-hmm. And okay. Yeah, that's how it today. That's how in Sakamichi resolves their conflict, and we already see this numerous time when every time Kaoru and Sentaro have a fight, they just do a session and then they're back to being friends, or they put their emotions, or they put their emotions through music. I'm not a jazz enthusiast, so I cannot really speak on how can jazz
I'm a jazz lover, so yeah. So it's one of do I like Sakamichi.
So how,
and you know, the Twitterverse is full of, you know, anime loving jazz music lovers, so yeah.
Yeah. And maganda yung line ni I don't know who created this Jin, I guess, is that yung line niya kanina is that despite jazz being ano, ayun din. Is disorganized, pero is organized at the same time, yung kanyang way of music. And
yeah.
Especially, another one, naalala ko lang, maganda yun, although this happens a bit rarely in anime, is that how English is being used. Dito, we see really a good conversational level English. And the singer, I doubt yung Seiyu yung kumanta ng ano, yung English, yung kinanta ni Jin, I doubt it's not the Seiyu eh. Is someone else. Pero I like that touches na ginagawa sa Sakamichi, and na lang. It's worth waiting every Friday for that. So moving.
Yeah.
Well, masasabi ko lang dyan, it's depressing, especially if you have similar experiences.
Moving on. Kung magalala, Anton, may magmamahal sa'yo.
Oh.
Don't say ito.
Moving on, Suritama. Another of Noitama.
Ano sasabi yung rating natin for Sakamichi? Ano sa'yo, Mr. A?
Well, of course, it's 5. Sinabi mo na kanina.
It's, sa akin is 95 to 100.
Can you explain me ano yung, bakit may kulang na 5? Why is that 100? Why is not, ano? Why is 95?
Kasi
hindi pa natatapos yung romance, si kinakailangan si Kaoru mag-end up dun sa gusto ni Anton. No, moving on.
kaya ganun kasi medyo...
Hindi. Oh, ano next anime? Sorry, tama? Oh, ano nang sabihin nyo?
Well,
sarcastic talaga ko.
Na-overrun ka. Suritama is one of those quirky animes na panood ko.
Somehow, Suritama reminds me, yung visuals ng Suritama at saka yung quirky premise niya, parang, it kind of reminds me of Star Driver for some unknown reason.
Is that?
No, Suritama, I know, even though I drop it, Suritama.
You drop it?
No, yes, I drop it. Suritama is the visuals and animation is really, really cool. It's, you know, so quirky. It feels so summery. Feels so like, you know,
it's a tourist it's like location.
Fun. You know, it's the visuals is like fun.
So
the only reason that I drop is, you know, yung the mind control water gun, which really, really freaked me out. Other than that, it's really, really cool.
You're freaked out?
I don't know. Just say, I dropped anime for the weirdest of reason. Although they aren't, you know, I'm a weird guy. So yeah. Don't be discouraged about what I said about it. It's a really good anime. It's just, you know,
but in episode 3, they stop using the hypnotizing gun, so you can watch it again.
Oh, yun. And I'll be watching it on episode 4.
Because
Papanonorin kay episode na nagpakita yung Meganeko.
I really like the issue. Oh, ang ganda rito is, of course, it's about fishing, it's like in sports anime na I'm handling a lot of sports anime recently, and what I like about in team series ito kasi tema nito is fishing, so I call it one of the team series in the team series that it's not much of that fishing is being deplatformed. Like Sakamichi.
Is there meron ba siyang, you know, yung magic lures tulad ng Orkaiser?
No. Just ordinary fishing.
Okay.
So,
okay, I'll watch it at episode 4.
the good thing about is that it has a good character development. At the same time, it talks about fishing, pero fishing is more of a plot device on character development. The director of Suritama is the one who directed C. So the moment na ang gaano episode na napalad mo, Koro? 1 or 2?
2.
So
I dropped it at 3.
So if you
But you said you dropped the mind control, they already dropped the mind control water gun, then I'll return to it.
Yun. What am I saying again? Ayun, the moment that yung grand that starts to make me parang, will the series be darker? Because if remember, C was, we thought that C is just an anime about economy, but there's a grim.
No, premise. Not really. I don't think so.
Yung Suritama.
I don't think so. I don't think so. It will never be grim.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Or it.
Here's the thing. See anime, see banking, whatever anime. One look at it, episode 1, it's a serious anime. Especially it was, you know, Noitame na. So it's a given. But Suritama, you know, just one look at it, can never be serious. Unless, of course, it attempts to make itself a ladder star driver, then that's an entirely different matter, but I don't see that happening, so I think it will be chill anime. All the way.
Yes. Saka, I like the character development with the main character kasi he's starting to open up, ika nga. Thanks to Haru and the prince, yung magaling mangisda. Ayun. And how they characterize them, and especially the duck and the Indian, which adds to the kumbaga novelty ka nga. I don't know how would be so awesome enroll mo yung sarili mo doon sa high school and you're already 25. And then na sinabi ng mga tao doon is yung duck is how beautiful, parang ganun. I'm not sure if there's a big plot here, pero the characters are already interesting enough to pull me in. Ika nga. Actually,
no, the characters are very interesting. Kahit na yung makulit na alien na ewan na the bata.
I like Haru kasi Haru, despite...
I don't know, Haru, it feels like annoying. Especially, keeps using that water, mind control water gun, it kind of freaked me out.
No, yeah, I know. It's my aside, water gun aside.
But yeah, it's just personal issues. Don't, you know.
Water,
I don't want
gun,
people being discouraged
gun,
about.
Water gun aside, the maganda kay, kay Kaoru, is
no,
that.
No, but you know, after I, that, I think he's heading to a good direction, character development wise. You know, you know, he started, no, I will not use water gun again. Na. So, I think it will be good. You know, it just let the water gun freak me out.
Why is it freaking you out? What is it, the mind control part, or is it the water gun that can sprout, can do mind control?
The water gun and mind control. It's just a freaky.
Oh.
You know, it's me. Moving on.
Well, anyway, so I like it, and I like how it's going. I hope na hindi nila papatayin yung grandma, because I like the grandma also.
Ooh.
Grandma.
Because she's the only one who can talk Haru in a conversation, a threaded conversation na may thought process.
Oh, syempre, hindi dapat mamatay ang plot device, pero lang ang kinakailangan.
As long as it's needed, it's not for the sake of tragedy. Ika nga. Since anyway, since Kuro likes it, medyo nawala na tayo sa ano, sequence eh. Lupin the Third. I haven't watched the latest episode, pero
Lupin the Third.
I like how it's going eh.
I like the story.
Actually, this Lupin series is the first Lupin series not to be directed by a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. You know, the production cast, you know, it's big. It's big names.
Yuki Sawashiro.
Pero do you agree on how Mine Fujiko is being characterized? Kasi parang sinasabi is that Fujiko Mine can only be the feminism of Fujiko Mine is always okay. Results into para nudity or something. I have to have sex or I have to seduce men just to.
No, not really. But think of it this way: they're living in crime underworld. The crime underworld is a different world from normal. So basically, if you're a lady spy, what would you do to get, you know, critical information? Of course, you're gonna choose the weakest link and do whatever it is to get to know, even if you have to sleep with mm-hmm. the guys. And it's it. So I really don't have qualms. It's, you know, it's a mature anime. So if people are put off by tits in their anime, hentai, then that's their problem.
Or maybe they are used to what we already know about Fujiko Mine and Lupin the Third, old series.
No, actually, this is different because it kind of puts a different spin on the old anime series. And this anime series is much more closer to the original manga. So yes, I grew up watching Lupin the Third on local TV channels, and comparing the new anime, the new Lupin series, which is, well, Fujiko is the main character to the old series. There's difference.
Plus, it's a side story, kaya interesting din siya
no,
sa
akin. It's not a side story. It's the fourth Lupin series.
Hmm. Is it really a prequel? The prequel to eh?
No, it's not a prequel. It's more like, you know, each Lupin series treats as if it's the first time that each character meets.
Okay, I see. Pero this one is really what is really being done on the manga, or what was being done by Monkey Punch before.
It's closer to the manga.
It's closer, but it's not really that.
It's closer to the to Monkey Punch's reiteration of the manga, which is more dark, sexier,
Yeah. Among the episodes na na-release ngayon is what I the most that I like is the Goemon's story. It's somewhat sticks a bit to his really character that even spans to the old series nga. To the old series. And Fujiko, how I say this, is more tame kumbaga rito.
No, actually in that episode what I really like is Fujiko is using her brains.
Using her brain rather than
her body, not her body to get what she wants. So you know, it's cool.
Yeah. Ano pa ba? Ayun. The fiction of Zenigata. It is something that I find it parang surprising. The Phantom of the Opera.
No, actually, I like how they characterize Zenigata, which they gave him much more character rather than the usual
Joker type
cop
man,
that
no?
Chases Lupin. No, he actually is, yeah, he's a joke, but you know, he's quite capable cop.
That's
but
true.
The thing is, what I really like in this anime is they gave extra emphasis on Zenigata.
And how Zenigata was teaming up with
Among the characters, Zenigata was able to get the first dibs on Fujiko, which is wow.
Yeah, he had sex with Fujiko.
Oh.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's something na... What? We did ko...
Yeah, but... I really like this kind of Zenigata, you know, he's here, he's much more alive, and... No, he's... Actually,
he's more on the gray moral. No, he's more of a gray moral because he able to team up with Fujiko. Kumbaga, he asks a thief to do a job for her. Usually, if we know the old Zenigata, parang sabi
niya. That's the thing. Normally, Zenigata isn't really a gray area type of person. The only thing he cares about is catching Lupin, but you know, he's able to do more rather than just chase Lupin.
Oh.
And you know, that certain episode where they have to deal with this theater ghost, whatever,
mm-hmm.
speaks volumes.
Since you're medyo alam mo yung Lupin series, I don't know what's the story about the Oscar, kasi he seems so infatuated with Zenigata for some reason. More of a
I think he's more of an original character for that anime.
Oh, okay.
You know, Zenigata is his custom assistant.
Why is he so infatuated, almost like No, I don't see the point.
No, I think, you know, Oscar is a new character, and I've barely seen him in episode 1, and I think he's a joke, more or less, but whatever. But, you know, I think we'll see more of him. But for now, it's too early to say, because, you know, he's just been disclosed, like, one episode, compared to, like, Lupin, Zenigata, Fujiko, and others. So, like, we've already seen them more than a dozen times, so at least alam na natin kung paano yung character sila. And you know, we can just compare back and forth to see the changes that made in this in the newest anime.
So yun. Lupin. Moving, let's move. Hormone God.
But yeah, remarks. Lupin is... The new Lupin anime is good. There are several new changes, but most characters, you know, are given more than a makeover, and
it's pretty good.
I can just describe how. Just you know,
it's granted na rin naman
for those
that
it's more like, you know, it's mature anime, but it is kind of mature, but not hentai. You know, it's for.
It's seinen.
It's a hentai with a story.
Yeah. it's not seinen, but it kind of borders on seinen. It's a serious anime.
Yeah.
That's,
and you've got to watch it.
More exciting.
if you're a serious anime fan. Mm.
So to the from Thief to Gun Maniacs, Hormungad. I think everybody watched.
Let me enter the conversation, my
okay,
friends.
You start, Anton. You start.
Ang Jormungand, I like the plot.
Wait. Lupin the Third is not for serious anime fans. It's almost for everyone.
Okay.
Just rating.
As long as you're 18.
Kasi si Anton ay gimali.
Of course.
Anyway, Jormungand. Anton.
Jormungand?
Yeah, I know.
It's one of the...
Jormungand is okay. Jormungand is okay. But you know, you really can't help but compare it to Black Lagoon. Ako na magsisimula ng tone ng usapan.
Mabigat yan ah. Pero...
Ang Jormungand kasi, it's more like of yung parang western action movie siya. It can shame Hollywood.
Yeah,
I'll ask you something.
And it's gone.
You watch Black Lagoon?
No.
Kasi siya na, hindi ko pa napapanood yung Kuro. Hindi ako kasing galing mo.
Then no.
The issue.
Watch Black Lagoon.
If you look at it at let's say if you look at it with the if you mind only the action scenes, yeah, it looks like any western type game. But
no, not really. Even Coco herself kind of is like Revy in a sense.
Pero I heard some people say that Coco is more better than Revy.
But the thing is, you know, she's more of a restrained person, at saka she's more of a calculated person. Rather than Revy na gun sa blazing gun na bang.
Yeah.
But you know, comparison sa side, German gun. But you know, hindi siya may iwasan i-compare sa Black Lagoon.
Kasi how it tackles this parang gray area in the ano eh.
It's basically an anime gray area. It's a gun porn anime. So yeah.
Yeah,
and of course, yung para sa akin na Jormungand, maganda rin siya dahil meron siyang parang Tom Clancy-esque na story na meron ding mga ilang social commentary hidden within the lines. Especially sa fourth episode.
Like,
na nakita natin.
No, it's not social commentary. It's more like pop culture references.
Hindi, kasi I think it's more of a social commentary, especially in the fourth episode na sinabi doon ni Coco na, si Coco ba yun o si Yona nagsabi na today, if a modern saint ay isang humahawak ng assault rifle at nagsispread ng word of God through bullets.
Which is
they spread the word
true.
Of God through bullets,
sinasabi yeah, ba? It's still references to American pop culture.
It's not American pop culture, it's more on yung tactical ng pag-spread ng sphere of influence ng Amerika sa Middle East, especially Iraq and Afghanistan.
It's just how wars being fought now, kasi how war is being fought by beliefs, ganon, religion. That is one of the things.
Kaya gusto ko si Jormungand, kaya ang rating niya sa akin, walaan nyo na lang.
Oo na.
I don't know. Even at that point, it's still kind of like Black Lagoon. Eh. You know, that sentence is still dropped, a name drops to it as to America. Eh. And I don't know. Jormungand is good. I like it. Taking Black Lagoon.
If we remove Black Lagoon muna, bang. If you took it as it is muna, Jormungand, what do you see? Kasi we're seeing it as a Jormungand, eh, kasi we haven't watched Black Lagoon, so that maybe is a bit advantage sa amin, kasi we can compare.
Jormungand as it is, It's okay. But the problem is I've seen Black Lagoon, so...
Speaking of, just to Jormungand, I always call it Jormungand. Jormungand is that, kasi medyo chop off yung mga, ano, mga plots eh. And I think that's the point, the point is we're just riding along with the adventures of Coco and Gang eh. Maybe there will be a central conflict or whatsoever. Maybe it will happen in later parts of the anime. Pero what is interesting about I heard someone say
what is interesting about your Mondan? Simple, it's Coco being loco.
Yeah, that's true. Because how
you don't really need social commentaries or whatever, you know, you just watch Coco be loco. let her goons do her thing and that's it.
And she really has good arguments, kasi like when John and Johan said, why aren't you afraid of danger, kumbaga. Eh, well, sinabi niya, di ba? I would be afraid on things that I sell. Parang, yeah. Wala naman. Pero that's really how Coco is runs eh. And as she said, that's what made her survive or made her successful in her trade. Ika nga. Ayun. Pero speaking of the current arc, the music ex machina ba? I don't know. I find the assassins very one of those kumbaga lore-hit assassins. I don't find them they don't represent what assassins do. Kasi I only see are people na indiscriminately shooting other people. Ganun ba? And I don't really like the ideology na guns forms kinds of music.
But, no, there are much more crazy assassins back there.
Yeah, psychopaths. More psychopaths than assassins, from what I see. Pero I like how they close the story. Yun lang yun eh. Because it brought character development with John, Johan. Tama? Johan and Coco. Medyo nag-close silang relationship and then how each other plays well.
Really correction like, po, Johan
kasi, Johan.
It's Eastern European.
So I should call it Hormungad, Yormungad.
Yes.
Anyway,
makikita mo naman sa katakana, mababasa mo naman eh. Sa title.
Well, anyway, let's rate this. Give it a 4. Kasi I need to see a central plot muna eh. For...
Ako naman, 85%.
85%.
Or 85 out of 100, depending on your perspective.
Okay, so let's check my time. Okay, let's do 2 more animes kasi we're getting late. Sangkareya! I think this is one of those
yes.
Sleeper hits eh. I really like it, Akuro.
Sangkareya.
There's something... Okay naman.
Ah, okay.
It's not your typical... You know,
It's zombie romance executed right.
Yes,
what I really like about Sangkareya, yeah. You know, they took time with the story.
Yeah, they really studied and how to
did it well
to make it really good. Eh. Yeah, actually,
it's not your typical romance.
Yeah,
parang ganun siya.
That's true and. It didn't really grape me in the first 2 episodes, pero when the 3rd episode clicks, yun eh. It falls out eh, dung development na nangyari sa 1st and 2nd episode eh. And I really see how Sangkareya really feels nga and then how his relationship with his father is. Ayun.
Yes. And yeah. The bizarre things na hindi mo may expect sa romance. Sa new bizarre things na on that story, we won't expect it at first glance na makakita ka ng ganung kalalim na existence sa relationship ng father and si Rhea.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi parang at you know na merong problem si Rhea but you wouldn't expect na ganun talaga ganun parang sobrang bizarre yung problem niya na you won't expect it na ganun maging ganun.
If you look at it as an outsider eh, oh she really has a good a good way to cover it up in the opening, ito yung symbolic do sa opening is that Okay, di ba sa opening song, makikita mo si Rhea is carrying a blanket, a black blanket, which is,
yes,
the blanket represents her secrets. And she's carrying it. Di niya suot eh. So that means he's not showing it and he's just carrying it, kumbaga, behind it. Just one sign. Anton?
Ito masasabi ko, first of all, Sangkaria is not one of the groundbreaking anime of this season. It is one of the unique anime also na hindi mo siya basta-basta makikita. It's zombie romance. So should I say, it's about zombie fetish, romance between a zombie and a human. And of course, hindi naman natin masasabing talagang zombie si Sangkaria that basing on what I read so far about it, meron siyang mga, merong nag-i-hint na pwede maging human muli si Rhea through the power of love daw.
Well,
we still haven't, we still don't know anything about kung na maging kay hinatnan dito dahil ang manga ay ongoing pa rin. At nasa 20 chapters pa lang siya.
Kaya pala they're really executing it very well kasi they have very less
money. It's also the reason why I have it on probation because it does not have a solid backing. But what I see from now is solid naman yung pagkaka storytelling niya. Yung bawat episode is from good, very good, very good, very good ang kanyang rating sa akin.
Which is
actually the first two episodes, papansin mo, flow na story kasi ang apparently ang magiging magiging point of view is magiging dark siya. Well, mm-hmm. Yung first episode parang naging lighthearted, di ba?
Yes.
Then yung second episode na-form na yung dark secrets, and then the third episode, dun na nag-spark yung pinaka-talagang dark day na hanap natin.
The main ingredient, the story.
Yeah, the main ingredient has been,
shown.
Leashed. Mm.
Yeah. It's actually very, it's one of those, I say it's one of the best, kasi it's how much effort has been put in adapting this anime. Kasi usually we saw adaptations that are being done either haphazardly or to the dot or usually just for the sake of putting it. Mga ganun. And most people take animes or yung mga anime na you have to follow it to the dot. May mga ganung fans eh, and they are, and I don't blame them kasi if that's what they like. And in this one, this one the cast or the anime, the crew or who created Sangkaria really put a lot of effort in really enhancing every scene here and making it interesting para sa atin mapanood. At the same time, kumbaga, the cliché-ness of everything. If you look at it, the core, medyo cliché siya eh. Pero, looking it as it is, what we see, it gripes you. Ika nga. Yun lang. And were there any, a lot of fan service episodes, fan service here? Very rarely, ika nga. Only Wanko has fan service.
The fan service is quite acceptable. It's not, it's not mind jolting.
Rather than acceptable, it's more of it blends correctly. Kumbaga, it blends all right. The anime.
It's a theme. Kumbaga, ganun. Parang it's part of the transition period. Kasi diba from at least. They executed it right. Na although they are not making it parang dahan-dahan nilang ini-insert yung dark themes of the season, parang dinadahan-dahan nila by putting some fan service or putting some yung mga lines na nakakatawa or something na yung romance, yeah. So it's parang gradually yung pagpasok ng dark scenes. Hindi ka magugulat basta-basta. Yeah.
And what's better is that they don't really extend scenes. Hanggang dito na lang ako, tapos okay na. Kasi anything more, baka ma-board or masyado na-stretch out or there will be a pacing problem. No, they really know how to do it. And that's what is important eh. Yung ano sa akin, hindi ako masyadong critical kapag the director or the anime production or the anime adaptation is straying away from the source material as long as they're doing it correctly. Yun lang naman sa akin eh. I don't really care much on verbatim.
Ako wala akong problema doon dahil in-improve nila sang Korea eh. Okay. Sa hype na just show me a boring piece of crap. Shit.
Pero yeah. Ano, if you're basing this anime on the first episode, will the episode 1 be the decision kung i-drop ko to o hindi? Wag niyong gawing basis yung episode 1. Kasi yung episode 2 and 3, yung naging parang pinaka-highlight nung storya. Kumbaga, kasi you may drop it in episode 1 eh. May tendency talagang ganun. Kasi that's not yung focus ng anime na
for me, dropping anime on just episode 1 is either too shallow or you're not too paying attention to the anime.
Actually, ano yan eh. Sige, Brian.
Do that ah. Kasi ang nangyayari, yung point ko nga, yung kapag dinrop nila yun na episode 1, kasi since wala pang story talaga yung episode 1 niya. As in, parang, it's not what would you expect on a zombie anime. You would expect it as dark. And, ano mo ba sa first episode, parang lighthearted nga. Parang, parang size of life, something. Ayon. Then, kapag, so may tendency na ma-drop mo siya. Hence, pag napanood na yung episode 2 and 3, ma-realize mo na hindi pala siya something to be dropped. Or,
ganun. That's just true. Kaya nga, actually, yung sinabi mo, actually, I dropped this in episode 1, eh. Pero, maybe I have to reconsider. I reconsidered, eh. Then, yun nga, I already fell in love with it. So, yun na, nangyari. So, before we wrap Sangkareya, I think I'll give it I'll give it a 5. Kuro, any last words before we move on to the last anime? Lana? Okay, Mysterious Girlfriend Ada. X.
Wait lang, hindi ko pa nasasabi rating ko for...
Ayaw nga pala, sunod ka pala. Ano?
Rating.
Lang rating ko sa kanya is 75 out of 100.
What's
generous na ako dyan.
Ano yung 25 doon? Kulang sa plot?
Hindi naman.
Kasi Roma,
it's actually because some of it's there's still the feeling of the cliche.
Well, yes, pag, cliche sa mawala that right. Yun,
so far 75%, pero pag once na mawala na yun, pakita talaga niya totally it's a big boom, big bang for the money. I might give it an 80 plus.
Okay, Mystery Girlfriend X or Nano Kanjo nasa Mysterious Girlfriend X na lang. I'm disgusted, pero I'm still watching it because it has a very unique premise. Eh. It subverts. I don't know if I'm using the word. It's subverting the culture of normal relationships. Kumbaga, they're taking it to a different level. It's refreshing and kumbaga it has an unique perspective. Yun yung tingin ko. Kuro?
Wala muna. Hold muna.
Hinuhold mo muna?
Basically, yeah. Hinuhold ko siya. But basically, yeah. Basically what you said, and animation wise, it's, you know, it's good. Nothing is forced. I like how it's animated old school style. Everything goes along normally. Tipong kung anong ginagawa ng mga tao sa isang, ng mga bata sa isang classes. Ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, yeah. It's just what you said. Yun lang. I'm also disgusted by the drool. And, you know, the normal, the normal part of me is saying, tangina paano, what is this shit? So, yeah. But my normal fagotry aside, this is a good anime.
Yes. Seriously. How can you really paint, look at the drool na parang it coats your finger? Parang is that really, is that how drool works? And it's glittering.
No, I just can't think that people are cannot be connected to drool. Parang, you know, it's just, you know, it's disgusting.
Yes, it's disgusting. Pero it's what you transfer when you're kissing, so... Well...
I would accept taking drool when I'm kissing a girl. But, you know, being bonded by drool by just tasting a finger, it's like, you, man, it's gross.
I'm sorry, Anton, di ka makarelate sa kissing part, ah. Sorry. Anyway.
Sorry. Okay. Does not follow.
I mean, I've done kisses, and you know, I have no problems with accepting drool when kissing. But come on, man, drool on the fingertip—that's shit, man. Yes, I know I'm a normal fan.
So I'm taking this for the team. Eh. I'm watching it despite my dislikes. At the same time. I siguro magaling talaga ako mag-filter out ng mga bagay na hindi ko naman
hindi,
gusto.
No, but hindi. But ano, but yung mga kaskwelahan ko sa manga club, sa anime club, they really like Mysterious Girlfriend X. So, given that hindi pa siya, and they've already read the manga way before the anime is aired. So,
so
naman. If a lot of people like the manga, then I'm pretty sure it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Although I think it's like slated for 12 episodes, so it will not 12 ba? Right? Or 12,
one
24 episodes is ba?
Kaya ba?
If it's a one core anime, if it's a one core anime, it's not enough to cover. But I think they'll just
stop.
Go through the class arc, I think. The first arc of the story, but... Yeah.
Most likely, it's a good anime,
I think. It's a good anime. Even though I dropped it off the bat after episode 2.
Well, yeah. Let's say natapos na itong anime and already, let's say, DVD time. Siguro most likely this will sell. This will sell well. And if it's a core, one core, two core, they there's a guarantee of an OVA. Lahat naman na anime OVA. I mean, the second season will show. Because, I don't know, Uraberry kind of reminded me of Senju Gahara because there's this unpredictability sa kanya. And
A lot of people are reminded of yung main character of Senju Gahara. And you know yung voice actress ni sinungalit yung bida na babae.
Si Urabe.
Whoever. Yun, Urabe. The voice actor of Urabe did a good job on her.
Mm.
You know, she pulled off that mysterious air.
Veteran ba siya? Parang matagal na yata siya sa industry.
No, not really. It's the first time I heard her.
Oh, okay.
It's the first time I heard her name. So, ang veteran dun, alam ko si Misato Fukuin, which is like, yung ate nung lalaki.
Subaki? And, well, sinasabi lang niya, dinner time, or I know, you're growing up. Ganun lang eh. But anyway,
but yeah, it's Misato Fukuin saying you're growing up and dinner time, so it's cool.
kasi alala, kung veteran veteran
moving on na tayo kasi meron isang hindi makarelate dahil sa saliva.
Okay, wala ito. Ito sige.
Stop follow kasi pinapatulog na ako dito.
Oh, sige. Hindi, kasi if we're talking about veteran voice actress, voice talent, syempre Polar Bear Cafe na kasi yung ano diyan kasi expendable, the Expendables of Zeus eh. Kung sino yung mga characters, di ba, para mga ano.
No, Polar Bear Cafe is like this, you know, Panda is Lelouch. Panda is Lelouch. Polar Bear is Suzaku. Llama is Itsuki Koizumi. Si Sasako-san is yung si Cheryl Noom. So, that is up to you.
Yeah, yun lang. Pero it's not really a good comedy anime, so I didn't want
to. Actually, I like it.
Oh, you like it?
It's a low-key anime, but it's really good. But I've
seen it. Sino ko pa kafe? Download and watch later.
But yeah. I've said it, you know, but I've written about it in my blog, in my first impressions, that, you know, not many will like it because, you know, it's very low-key.
By low-key, you mean it doesn't really say that, I'm throwing a punchline, you should laugh.
No, not really. It's different. It's not for everyone. Especially for Filipino anime fans, I don't think lots of people will bite into Shiroko Makafe. Especially na ang gusto ng mga tao is either shonen or shoujo or whatever. It's weird.
I myself admit
it's weird, but I really like it.
For me,
kasi, you know, but it's good. I mean, it's not for everybody, but it's good.
For me na, I got to Gintama, despite alam naman natin, Gintama is not something that everybody can appreciate, and I still didn't appreciate.
No, actually, Gintama is something that everybody can appreciate. Compared to Shiroko Makafe. Yes.
So anyway, did you also appreciate Nichijou? Kasi that's another level of weirdness eh, kung tutuusin, if we look at weird comedy style.
Hindi. Nichijou is different because para siyang Azumanga Daioh. Kaso nga lang ang pagkakaiba ng Azumanga Daioh, the dubbers here knew how to pull that off. That's why Azumanga Daioh became acceptable. And, you know, Nichijou is kind of like Japan jokes one step up. Not everybody will be able to
relate. That guy James will not relate.
Yeah.
So,
kinda. Pero hindi ako, kasi nakarelate ako. And the fact that I went all the way for that anime. So basically, it's one of the best animes, although it's not exactly top notch, but it's good.
And Shiro and Polar Bear Cafe also tackles a different type of comedy approach. Ika nga.
Sabi ko nga sa it's not for anyone.
Yeah,
kinakailangan malawak ang taste niya.
well, I guess sa lawak rin ng taste ko, it didn't enter enough, ika nga. So anyway, that's it for the anime talk. Kasi masyado nang mahaba and gabing-gabi na. At may mga papatay sa akin. So anyway, nakikita, kasi ito bumubulong na eh. Alam ko
gabi na
pabulong na siya eh. So, ayun. So, saan tayo makikita, Anton?
You could see me on twitter.com/ADTCruise or DJ Megan Icon.
Yon. So,
akala ko ba si DJ Megan Icon ibang tao?
Meganeco-fan yun yata.
Baka si Meganeco-fan yun.
Si Meganeco-fan.
Meganeco-fan kasi binigay ko na kay Senpai para siya para siya maging editor.
Ah, so ikaw rin si Senpai?
Hindi.
Hindi.
Paano ako maging graduate? Paano ako magiging magtatrabaho sa isang social whatever?
Mm.
But anyway, Brian, saan ka makikita?
Sa Twitter ko at Achisan. And sa Facebook ko din at Achisan din. At sa Yaparides.
Yo.
At si Jayden, makikita niyo siya sa TC Manila dahil wala siyang mic. Oh. Ayan.
Oh, yeah. TC Manila,
makikita niyo siya sa Twitter at Facebook. Hanapin mo lang siya at
At TC Manila na lang. Kuro. Saan ka makikita? Sa bahay.
Ha?
Aside sa bahay. Saan ka makikita? Sa board
computer.
Game ba?
Computer. sa kwarto ko. No, in my Twitter, which is kuroshinko, at sa aking blog, which is kuroshinko.wordpress.com.
Yeah, we never made it to the first round, pero cute pa rin tayo.
Anyway. I'm happier that I didn't make it past the first round. Kasi, itinigtan ko yung mga susunod, shit, it's drama. Lalo na yun dun sa kay Winers Pro.
Well, it speaks for the name itself. That's how they run. So di na rin natin sila masisisi.
Alam ba tungkol dyan sa...
I've learned a lot.
Oh yeah.
Actually nga yung matchup yung mas madrama kayo sa akin dahil yung design niya tinira kayo sa akin yung tagging lang
Lahat
kasi yung tagging pwedeng ayusin yung design pa niyo.
Lahat kasi ng
ano bang nangyari doon sa ani vlog tour ni na yun? Halos wala akong oras para tingnan yun.
Kailang Kuro. Kasi naman, lahat naman kasi ng critics doon, halos parang mga web designers kuno. Grabe naman.
ang joke nga namin doon, ano nangyari? Naging web design tourney na ba ang Aniblog tourney?
Kaya nga, ano ba yan?
Yung joke namin.
Kanya-kanyang mga taste. Yung taste nila medyo traditional, ako radical. Mga depense eh.
No. And then actually kasi ako naman nahabol ko lang naman doon, which is view page eh.
Mm.
And I'm actually quite happy what happened. Win or lose, which whatever happens, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
And you know, right now, I'm happy.
I was lost.
You know, I've lost, I've learned a few, I've learned, and that's it. And tuloy-tuloy lang ang buhay. Chill.
So,
ani vlog is serious business.
No, to watch the drama.
There's room for improvement. Sobrang intense ng drama sa ani vlog.
Ay, oo nga pala, speaking of drama. May Mecha 2012 match up something posted. So, yun.
Yung nga rin, ha? If you want to watch the drama, bring your popcorn and go to aniblogtourney.wordpress.com.
It's crapple. It's a drama. Ako, mas sinusubaybayan ko lang yung Sai Mecha. Sai Mecha. Comments, goodbye Arbolest.
So anyway, that's it for the Roundtable sa Otaku Podcast. Ano episode na to? 22? Yeah, 22. So, ako
22, my favorite number.
Ooh. Yeah. Maybe significant meaning ba? Anyway, kayo nakikinig. Ako si Mr. A.
Hindi, kasi 22 yung pinasted siya.
Eh, ako si Mr. A.
Hello.
Kaya guys, pwede kayo nakikinig sa Roundtable Otaku Podcast. Isang magandang araw sa inyo lahat.